Welcome to the Countless Screaming Argonauts Chronicles. One subject, two voices, 3 minutes each.
Starting now, I'm telling the truth, I'm finished with lies, lies. If you don't believe me now, you'll never believe me now.
Episode of Chronicles, we take a hard look at the anatomy. Max, what's the weirdest thing that's ever come out of your nose?
The other day, I was listening to Buttons in a Whore, and that question came up, and I thought that would be a good thought for a chronicle. It just so happens that I was in high school and about to take a math test, I believe it was, and without giving any warning to the school nurse, I took some medicine. But as sometimes happens, when I went to swallow it, my brain forgot which pipe went where. And I coughed it up, and I had inflammation on the knee, I had water on the knee, and this was an anti-inflammatory capsule. And it went up into my sinuses and broke.
Oh man!
And as I was, unfortunately for me, the kid who was, I went to Catholic school, so the kid who was sitting behind me, or sitting in front of me rather, was wearing a blazer. It happened to be navy blue. And when I breathed anti-inflammatory medicine out my nose and onto this kid's back.
Oh,
and I
wow.
went down to the nurse's office where I made it just in time to vomit. And then got yelled at for not telling the nurse before I was taking medication. And
what you were taking.
Right.
Wow, that's not weirdest. Bad. That's
not all I got.
All right. Well, listen, I got a couple.
Yeah?
All right. When I was growing up, my family was firmly entrenched in the out-the-nose theory of humor. If you could say something at the dining room table or the kitchen table that caused some food to come out of your nose or somebody's nose, then you basically had accomplished something. You had accomplished greatness.
That was a worthwhile achievement.
That was a worthwhile achievement. And as I sit here, I can remember, I can almost tell you the story. I had just bought my first new car.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little Honda Civic. I had just graduated from graduate school, and I had gotten a job in the city, and I had used my school loan money to buy a car.
Yeah.
And it was this cute little red Honda Civic. And I really liked the car, and I brought it home to my dad's house to show it off.
Right.
And as different siblings saw it, they were like, oh, could I take it out for a ride? Because it was a standard, and we didn't have a lot of standard cars. So my brother took it out for a drive, and then my sister came out,
mm-hmm.
and she came down, and she said, can I take the car out for a spin?
Yeah.
And as she said it, she took a drink of milk.
Yeah.
And I said, as long as it's not, and I made the circular spinning move with my finger, and everybody exploded into laughter, and out the nose, the milk,
and milk came out her nose.
All over the walls. I mean, we were cleaning up milk for a week and a half.
Oh, God.
It was great. It was a classic. It was a classic. But I got one that's even better than this, and this one comes from the Publicity Princess.
Okay.
All right. She took and the details are lost, so they're not all that important. But she was taking this career planning class one
mm-hmm.
time. This is a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And somebody in the class told this story, and they swore that it was absolutely true. And here's the basic story.
Okay.
They're sitting there one day, and they're sitting next to their son or daughter. I believe it was a daughter. And they noticed that there was this very, very odd smell coming from the kid.
Uh-oh.
And they were getting more and more concerned about it. And so they ended up bringing the kid to the doctor. And the doctor got a pair of tweezers and had the kid tilt his head back. And he reached inside the nose and he pulled out a sprouting kernel of corn.
Oh my God.
The kid had stuck a piece of corn up his nose. It had sprouted in his nose and now was causing problems. I always thought that had to be the weirdest thing that you could ever possibly cut. It was a plant, basically. The kid pulled a plant out of his nose.
It's the germinated corn right there in his sinuses. That's pretty weird.
Not bad, huh?
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that's right at the top of that weirdest thing come out of your nose list. Maybe we should send it to the word whore.
I think we might should have to do that.
All right.
So, if you have any stories of weird stuff coming out your nose, send it to csapodcast@gmail.com, and we'll put it on the air.
Absolutely. Now I'm telling the truth. I'm finished with lies.